This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The way we consume media has changed dramatically over the last several years, everything from newspapers to music to publishing. And that has had an impact on a lot of people and organizations, including a writers group called Penn, which has had to reinvent itself. Eve Troh reports.
It's a crisp, cool morning at Hotel Bel Air in West Los Angeles. White swans greet a small group of writers and arts patrons. They sip coffee, nibble brioche, and hear author Eric Lax talk about his new book.
We can make these really specific.
It's a live breakfast reading for Penn. Lax says, for writers, few groups are more prestigious.
Every living Nobel laureate is a member of Penn. Many Pulitzer Prize winners.
But the publishing industry is unrecognizable from when Penn started 40 years ago, he says. Fewer books, making less money, means fewer full-time published writers. Penn's had to expand.
It includes journalists, it includes screenwriters, it includes bloggers now. A writer is somebody who puts words out there.
The live reading is still the best way to bring writers together, says Penn Center USA program director Michelle Meiering. She just added the twist of fun locations, like the hotel.
When a book is paired with a venue, they have the opportunity to experience literature and also see a part of their city.
Penn's core mission is to support free speech around the world. Attracting the next generation of members and donors is a challenge. Haley Berendt is a brand strategist at the global firm Siegel Gale.
Being premium is a good thing. It's an honor, but it can seem distant.
She says younger, creative, activist types ask, why join some nameless, faceless organization?
When I can go online through my personal network, see the impact firsthand, touch it firsthand.
A recent Penn reading got very personal. Authors read work on the theme, Love Sucks. Here's Zoe Ruiz.
Princess Donna had on a short black skirt and a tight black top. Her boobs were pushed up and spilling out. I said, oh, I paused and blushed.
The room was dark. The story got racier. And what did this have to do with staid, luminous Penn? Simple, said Michelle Meiering, supporting true freedom of speech. I'm Eve Troh for Marketplace.